Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
And we're going to kick it off with our theme song tonight, Manic Monday, with Michelle Costa and Ron Red. Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away.
Welcome, Manic Monday fans. Thank you all for being here tonight on the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight is November 19, 2012, and we're featuring our Manic Monday show hosted by Michelle Costa of Big Brother 10. She has an amazing special guest lined up for us tonight. On the show tonight will be Miss JoJo Spadafore from Big Brother 14. And she'll be calling in just a little while, so I already know tonight's going to be one of those epic Manic Monday shows. So get your glass of wine ready, get comfy, and let's get this thing started. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host tonight, and so will Mr. Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing tonight, Paul?
You are my sunshine. I'm doing good. I found my third sunshine song for Michelle Costa, who, if anybody doesn't know, has had that nickname for a while, thus that song. So I just wanted to clue the listeners in, that's why.
I like that. And it is time to introduce the host and star of our show, Miss Michelle Costa herself. How are you, Michelle?
I am your sunshine, your only sunshine. I make you happy.
Everybody now.
You'll never know, dears, in the chat room and listening, and my co-host, how much I love you. don't take my sunshine away.
Amen.
We just rock it, girl. A bunch of listeners. They're like, what the hell am I tuning into? I didn't sign up for this shit. What's going on, Manic Monday Maniacs, Cherry Paul? Just another Manic Monday.
Hey, we love our Manic Mondays.
Yeah,
we do.
I love it. It's such a great start to the week because who feels like dealing with Monday? But we end Monday off with such always epicness. So I'm so excited that everybody joined us tonight and who will be joining in the future that listens during the week because they have a lot of things going on Mondays. We get it. We know what's going on. You know, life. That's what happens.
Life happens.
But, right? Like, life happens, you know? And so there's not much we can do about it. We just got to deal with it. It's like, you know, the boat's flowing. You just got to jump on, grab on, and
ride.
That's right. But I'm super excited. We have Miss JoJo in the house tonight. She will be calling, and she wants to talk definitely about Hurricane Sandy. Still... Yeah. What we're thinking about, but she lives in Staten Island, you guys. That's where the brunt of it happened. So she's going to let us know what's going on. And I know that she's safe and her family and friends are safe, but I'm sure she's seen some crazy stuff. So I want to first bring up a major topic. Twinkies.
Twinkies.
We love Twinkies, and we need to all gather together as a society, and we need to make sure that the Twinkies don't die. Okay? Because you guys know you love the Twinkies with that cream in the middle. And we all know. We all know that, right, Paul? I know you're like, you're looking, you're looking at
like some sort of organization to save the Twinkies?
Well, I think that's what I wanted to talk about, the fact that we need to all get a hold of your hostess company that lives near you or is near you or the hostess or the mostess, whatever, doesn't matter. We need to
shut them down here a few days ago.
Yeah, we need to let them know that we love the fucking Twinkies. Excuse me, I don't swear much at all. Try not to. But Twinkies, we love you.
Really, would you have ever guessed when Michelle told us before the show went live, and by the way, my switchboard, Michelle, just so you know, I want to say my switchboard showed that we were already on the air when I asked everybody to be quiet. It was my... My clock was off. But at any rate, Cherry, did you ever imagine this was going to be the topic that she teased us with before we went live?
I never know. I didn't know, but I never know what topics might come up. But, you know, it is an important one. You know, Wonder Bread, Twinkies, you know, all of those things that come out of Hostess are something that's been around since we were all born. I mean, how can we live without these things? I can't imagine walking in a store and not seeing those things there.
They're iconic indeed.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you guys, the people are buying them and trying to sell them online for $1 million.
Wow.
And I know people will, And you know what the messed up thing is? The people will actually pay $1 million for a Twinkie. But I know the Twinkies will never, never die off. That there will be this company that comes and just sweeps their little Twinkie fairy wings and Twinkies will live on forever and ever and ever. We need them. There are munchies and there's 420 hitting. You know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Amen. And we need to make
sure. especially in Colorado and Washington State.
Yeah. Those people need their Twinkies. Okay? Those are where you need to, like, start marketing that $1 million Twinkies. But so let's all try to band together for the cream.
Rally.
Okay.
Rally.
Everybody start a Facebook
Twinkie rally.
Page. Save the Twinkies.
Yeah. We need to save the Twinkies. And you know what? Too bad that this came now, because if this was, like, 4 weeks ago, there would have been so many Twinkies as Halloween costumes. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Wonder
Bread.
Twinkie, yeah. Twinkie would have never died.
Costumes.
They
Twinkie costumes. It would have been all
devil
over
dogs.
The place.
Don't forget the devil dogs.
It would have been all over.
It would have been done. And then, you know what? I still want my Jetson car. I actually said it yesterday when I was at the Patriots game.
Absolutely. Jetson Mobiles, they've got to be made. Somebody's got to start a Jetson Mobile here in America. American-made Jetson Mobiles.
I think Jetson Mobile / Twinkie store would be perfect right now.
A Twinkie store that you can only drive through with your Jetson Mobile. That's it.
What was that, Paul? You want to say something about the Twinkie or the Jetsons?
No, I was going to move on to the highlight clip because it is about 5 minutes long, and I just know that we're about that far away from our guest calling in. So
okay, well, let's do it.
Okay. Any rate, this was a clip that I pulled off of Ron's Manic Monday show 2 years ago, the Monday before Thanksgiving. Okay?
Wow, okay.
Now, there was something especially cool about it, Michelle, because Ron talks a little bit about the previous Sunday and football.
Oh,
so
okay.
I want you to pay attention because you'll certainly catch it. And so, whoops, hold on. I'm sorry about that, guys. I lost my spot.
Come on, Paul, you've been waiting. You've been waiting for this moment.
Okay. And
have a Twinkie and press the button.
This is from Manic Monday on Monday, November 22nd, 2 years ago.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, Manic Monday.
Once upon a time, there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, "Love my good and plenty." Charlie says, "Really rings the bell." Charlie says, "Love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well."
Pack your bags, house runs, we're going to New Hampshire.
New Hampshire? He told the state motto is live free or die. The total badass is there.
Relax, squirrel. It's for the Big Brother Fan Club's annual Toys for Tots charity event.
I'm sorry, HR, but you don't exactly strike me as the charitable type.
Anyway, you'll like it, New Hampshire, squirrel. There's plenty of nuts there.
Ooh, I wonder what nuts from New Hampshire taste like.
Jordan, I think he was referring to Big Brother fans. Maybe I should just leave you two at home.
No, HR, I wouldn't miss the opportunity to see you making a spectacle of yourself.
Fine. Join us, the Big Brother House Rodents, for the Big Brother Fan Club's annual Toys for Tots charity event in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You'll be helping out a great cause while meeting some of your favorite house guests.
And you'll also get to see a grown rat drooling on himself.
You know, squirrel, you look better with a chalk outline.
Okay, Michelle, congratulations for your win. As a Colts fan, I am not a spoiled, upset brat. The Patriots deserve the win. It was a great game. Congratulations to New England and the Patriots. And one thing I wanted to do today, and I meant to deploy this, and let's do this real quick. This is Michelle doesn't know about this, and you guys want to call in and do this too. But tonight I want to do this for Michelle. And Michelle, I couldn't think of anything else, but here, I got to play this for you.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. Yeah.
know what?
Oh, I love that song.
The session in, I was sitting here staring at the my Facebook, and I was thinking about how it's the show has been going on in February 2 years, and I'm new to you ever since you came out of the house because of the chat room with Missy's, and Michelle, you've been one of my closest friends, you know, in extensive doing this and being there and supporting me, and I wish there were some people in the chat room that I can also, I see so many already in there, but I just want to say thank you. And if you guys want to call in and say thank you to Michelle for doing this for us, and the people that aww, you get each week, I think this is a great opportunity. It's Thanksgiving. You guys are part of my family, and I do say thank you for everyone that supports me, and I have to play this clip. And I was just sitting here thinking about the first show we did, and I'll tell you why I'm playing it.
Oh, that's right. It's the house guest from Season 10 and Season 11, the person America loves to hate, number one in your programs and number two in your hearts. It's the man, the myth, the legend, Jesse Young Guns Godders, and I'm on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad.
You know, I had to say thank you to you, first of all, for showing me the real Jesse. I was sitting here thinking, you know, he was not my favorite. I told you, Season 10, I did not, you know, wasn't a great fan of him. And he actually, he has proven to me to be one of my favorites.
So you remember that, Michelle?
I do. That was very, very crazy. That's bringing me back.
Well,
and it's
first
funny
of all,
because the Colts played yesterday against the Pats.
I know.
And we whooped some booty. So
yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Whooped the Colts booty.
I also want to point out to those listeners that know that Ron is a huge Chicago Bears fan, that he had a second favorite team. Now,
yep,
it was the Colts, but it was really based on Peyton Manning because
yep,
Peyton Manning is one of his favorite. But I thought it so ironic when I was listening that he was congratulating the Patriots on a win over the Colts, and that just happened yesterday as well. The Patriots absolutely murdered the Colts. The
how ironic.
The other thing, and I edited out a lot of it, but do you remember a little spat, if I can lower to that level, that was going on with Jesse that day 2 years ago?
Well, I know he's a huge Colts fan, and we used to, in the house, the big argument is he hated the Patriots, and I was like, really? So what's the team from Iowa? Like, what's going on there? And he's like, well, you guys have a whole team for seven states. I go, yeah, but our seven states is even smaller than your one state that has no team. So what's going down there? So, yeah, I'm assuming it's that. It had to be. Because that's what me and Jesse always argued about. That was the one time that me and him never got along, was over the stupid Colts. And, I mean, come on. I'll let you guys jump on the bandwagon. Come on.
We now
anyway,
have your special guest.
From that time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Paul. That was great.
We now have your special guest on the switchboard, Michelle.
Ooh, let's bring my fabulous darling up.
Let's do this. Miss JoJo, thank you so much for calling in tonight to the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey,
we're
JoJo,
great.
It's Michelle. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? I'm so happy to be talking to you. I miss you.
I miss you too, babe. Oh, my gosh. That's my girl right there. My roommate.
I know. I love you, Michelle. And I love Rad Reality. You guys are awesome. What's up?
Well, you're on the air with Cherry and Paul, so they'll be on with us tonight. And we're so excited to talk to you because there's been so much going on with you right now. And, you know, we want to first touch on the biggest thing that has been going on, especially with you. I mean, I've experienced it too, but Is everything okay with you and Hurricane Sandy? Is that a bitch or what?
Oh, yeah. Thank God. I'm okay. My family, my friends, thank God everyone's okay. But a lot of people got it bad, got hit really hard on Staten Island.
Well, you're on Staten Island, so what is your family and friends okay? Like, what's been going on? Have you seen anything? Have you gone and kind of toured around? And I know you've been telling me about a lot of charity events you've been attending. So what's been going on there? Because it's so great that everybody's gotten together to help out.
I'm sorry, wait, we're on the air now, right?
We are on the air, girl. Say hello
to
everybody.
All right, I wasn't sure. All right, yeah, no, it's been crazy. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm, like, on the middle of Staten Island, so we didn't really get affected by it because I'm far away from the water. But the people that live by the water, oh, my God, it's just horrible. Like, I just can't even believe it that this happened, you know, to Staten Island. You know, I mean, granted, it happened to, you know, all over New York and Jersey, but... Oh, my God, even like last night, I was walking, you know, with my friend and his dog, and there was just a boat in the middle of the street, like the water was so strong.
Whoa.
Yeah, like all the boats by the marina, they're everywhere. There's just trees everywhere. It's just they're still both blocking streets. Like, it's just crazy. It was insane. I stayed inside most, you know, for the whole thing. So
now, President Obama was just there Thursday, correct?
I'm sorry?
Wasn't President Obama just there Thursday?
Yes. Yeah, he was. He came out to Staten Island. Actually, a friend of mine, you know, got to meet him and shake his hand. And he was saying thank you. Yeah,
my
friend works, you know, he installs, like, the pipes and stuff like that for, you know, for heating. And... Yeah, that was awesome that he came out and just, you know, he gave a speech and got to, you know, meet the people that, you know, lost their home. But everyone's coming together, which is really good. You know, I don't want to talk always about the sad things. The great part is that people are really coming together, like donating anything they can donate. I've been to a few events so far, like a lot of reality stars are doing fundraiser events. You know, so that was great. I went to one the other night that Rita from Mobwise actually hosted. And, you know, I just went out to show my support and donate some money. I have a bag of clothes that I still have to donate. And, you know, so everybody's really coming together. So that's good.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I'm sorry, Paul, but that's the thing about this all is that, you know, when in a time of need, we do come together and help out. And, you know, that's the most important thing. You know, it's going to take a while to get back. I mean, you cannot mess with Mother Nature, especially when it comes to water. And, you know, it's so destructive and so sad to see people's houses wash away. Me and JoJo actually communicated about this, but there was this lady that I think she was on, like, national news, and she was from Staten Island, and she was crying, and she was just like, she lost everything. And it was just so sad to see, you know, that's just one story out of, like, millions of people, you know, so.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know if we were talking about the same lady, but, I mean, like you said, there's so many stories. It really was. It was so, so sad. Like, I wanted to cry. And she was so grateful. Like, she got evacuated. She went back to her house, and her whole house was gone. Everything was gone. And she was so happy that she found her wedding pictures. You know what I mean? Like, some people, like, just lost everything. So I wasn't complaining that I lost power for 4 days because, you know what, I'm just grateful. It could have been so much worse. But, you know, little by little, things are getting better.
Yeah, I was gonna say, first of all, as so often happens after the fact, and it's not on the news any longer, people stop, you know, giving, and people have to still be reminded that it's not over. They can still use the help. And any rate, what I was going to ask you, JoJo, is did you evacuate? And if you didn't, what was it like when the storm hit, or what was it like where you were?
Okay. I didn't have to evacuate, but I stayed with my friend at his apartment, you know, because, you know, we lost power. My house lost power. You know, he lost power. So obviously, you know, so there's not much that you can do. So he's an ex-Boy Scout. So he had, like, what did he have? He had, like a battery charger so he could charge his laptop. And we just hung out inside and just like watched movies. We drank, we ate, you know, what can you do? And just basically wait for it to be over because there was no way I was going to go out in it. I was out in the storm, like the beginning of the storm for a little bit. And there was trees on the floor. There was just like... the wires from, like, you know, all the, like, electric wires were sparking. I'm like, oh, my gosh, one of these wires falls on the floor and hits the water. Like, we're done. You know, the trees were falling on cars. So I was just like, yo, let's go home right now. I am not staying outside in this, you know. And that's pretty much it. It sucked, but what can you do? Like I said, I'm just thankful. We just stayed in his apartment for, like, a few days, you know, and that's it. And just, you know, basically waited for it to be over.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are, like, it's the thing is, in Rhode Island, there was a lot of the coast that was, unfortunately, it's gone now. But we didn't have the issues that you guys had dealing with the gas. I mean, $6 in line. What? Like, and
yeah.
You have to go by your alphabet. I mean, what the heck?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God, I forgot about that. And... yeah, that's okay. Yeah, just because the storm was only one day, but then even the next few days, it felt like my world ended. It felt like the world stopped on Staten Island. It was just crazy because, yeah, people waited for 6 hours to get gas.
Did you have to wait?
No.
Or were they like, that's JoJo? Let her in.
No, yeah, right. No, I'm like, not for nothing, but I don't have patience for that. I really don't. So thank God, you know, my friend was able to get me some gas. He's got hookups like that. So, you know, so he definitely helped me and my sister out, thank God.
Your sister, you're a twin, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, I am.
She's so
sweet. Did you meet her?
She was in Vegas. I met her in Vegas, yeah. And it's funny because me and her had chatted on Twitter. And then I looked at her after we were talking for a few minutes, and I'm like, oh, my God, wait, you're JoJo's sister. Like, you guys are twins, but at the same time, it's like you're not. It's weird. Like, you guys look exactly alike. And at the same time, I was like, oh, my God, yeah. Like, she was just laughing. But nothing happened to any of your family or friends, correct? Like nothing, no damages to any homes or anything, your sister as well?
Yeah, everybody.
Oh, thank God.
Like I said, thank God everybody was okay. It was so weird because my friend knows a lot of people that live by the water, and he was like, it's crazy because his friends weren't affected by it, and their houses were right by the water, but then like their neighbor's house, you know, got demolished. Like, it's just crazy how that happens, you know, how you can just be right by the water and your house is perfectly fine, but then your neighbor's house is demolished or their car or they got a tree on top of their house. Like, there was trees blocking the streets. It was just insane. But, yeah, my sister's good. We're fraternal, so that's why I don't really think we look alike. Sometimes we look alike. Sometimes we don't. Depends what color hair she has that week because she's a hairdresser. She's always changing her hair color. But, our personalities are alike, but everyone says I have more of an accent. She's a little more quiet sometimes.
I don't think you have an accent at all. I mean, you sound exactly how I sound. So.
I know. Because
to
us, it's not an accent. I never knew I had an accent until I went to the Big Brother house. Because I was like, wait,
JoJo,
what?
Everybody else has the accent, don't they? It's everybody else, not us.
Yes, thank you, Michelle. I love you. That's so funny that you said that because me and Enzo say the same thing. Because Enzo talks just like us, and he's like, "It's not them." He's like, "It's not us. It's them that have the accents or don't talk right." You know, this is what I'm used to. All I know is New York. You know, so I don't look at us as like having accents, really. This is just the way
either.
We talk. This is how we talk.
I mean, we actually got compared. While you were in the Big Brother house, actually, my fellow castmate, along with yours, Dan, really thought that we were like a spitting image of each other, which I have to say, yeah. You know,
that's why when I met you, we clicked right away. I was like, oh, Python, hey.
Forget about it.
exactly.
What were your thoughts on, like, okay, so I guess let's start with this. Did you watch Big Brother? Were you a Big Brother fan? Like, what's the deal with that?
Okay. And a lot of the Big Brother fans get on me and a few other people this season because a lot of people from my cast really weren't big Big Brother fans besides, I guess, like Frank and Ian. I know we're really huge fans. I knew of the show. I heard of it. I'll be honest. I didn't think it was still, you know, on air. I didn't think that it was still playing. And then my friend, a friend of mine, he's in casting, and he's like, oh, you should audition for the show. And I was like, eh, I was skeptical. I don't know about that. I'm like, I don't think I'd be good at competitions. And I'm like, let me watch the show. So I started watching it, and then I became like a Big Brother nerd. Like, I watched like 5 seasons before I got into the house. Like, I just like took time off from work and just watched so much Big Brother because I was like, all right, if I get chosen to get into this house, I'm like, I want to know what I'm talking about. I want to make sure that, you know, I don't want to just go into it and not know how to play the game and not know what it's about. So I did my homework, and then I fell in love with the show, and I will forever be a Big Brother fan. Like, I can't wait for next summer and just to see, you know, who the cast is going to be and what the twist is going to be. Like, I, you know, so I'm a new Big Brother fan.
Okay, so you're going to go into next season and be prepared. Because they're going to be in your house eating your porridge, okay?
Wait, say that
sleeping
again?
Sleeping in your bed, and you're going to be like, oh, my God.
Washing your their hands in your bathroom.
Yeah.
It's not right.
I know,
in your jacuzzi.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. I'm more excited to see the cast, you know, and see what they're going to do, you know, this summer. Because I think with my cast, what I liked about it is that everybody was so different. Everybody stood for something. Everybody had, like, a certain character about them and a certain personality, you know, and it was awesome because it was such a variety of cast members. And then
yeah,
you got, you know, then you got the returning cast members, which means, you know, even better.
JoJo, when you see the cast, you're probably going to say, now, is that the JoJo for this season?
Yes. You're going to be like,
right?
Okay, who's the me of the season?
Michelle was like, oh, okay, so JoJo's going to be the Michelle for this season.
Yeah, I was like, that was exactly who I thought. I was like, and then especially when you were doing your diary rooms and all that, I was like, yep, there she is.
Mm-hmm.
There's that.
I know.
They show
really
the firecracker
were
side of us.
Yeah, I know, and I think that kind of hurt me in the game because a lot of people weren't used to people like me, you know what I mean? So, because there was a lot of, like, a lot of people, like, from the South, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know geography. But definitely, there was no one else like me in the house, you know what I mean, from. Like, that's why it was so hard for me to kind of connect with people on a deeper level. It was so hard for me to do that. Like, the only people I really connected with in the house, you know, was Ashley, pretty much, and, like, Shane, because he was on my team. You know, it was hard for me to connect with people because a lot of people didn't get me. And even when I got casted, that's my friend, he works in casting, he was like, oh, they're looking for an Italian girl, kind of like a Jersey Shore type, which I didn't like that comparison. But I was like, hey, whatever, I guess I'm proud of where I'm from. This is who I am. The only difference between me and Jersey Shore people is that I'm a real Italian. I actually speak fluent Italian. Unlike
you're actually Italian. Wait, you're
actually
Italian.
Exactly. I'm actually Italian.
Oh, God, wait a minute.
I'm not just going around saying I'm Italian to be on a TV show. Like, it's my first language, you know?
Yes. Well, that's the thing. A lot of people don't realize that Jersey Shore people, well, Paulie D, he's from Rhode Island. He's Italian. Let me get that straight. But we know a lot of them are not Italian. They're Italian by injection, if you know what I'm
exactly
saying.
Exactly. And I think Vinny is too. Vinny's real Italian.
Oh,
but
Vinny. Vinny, forget about it.
Yeah, right? I actually respect him because he can actually somewhat understand the language and speak it.
All right.
Jerry
wants to get a question in, but this is along the lines of you talking about Italian. So when did your family come over from Italy?
30 years ago, actually. 31 years ago, when my brother was born, they came over.
Wow.
So my sister. Yeah, we're first generation born in America. My brother was born in Germany. I have an older brother.
Wow.
Me and my sister. sister, you know, we're the first generation, yeah, to be born in America.
See,
so
me too. Me too. That's why we're so alike.
Exactly, yeah. And it was difficult for us, though, in school. Like, you know, like we learned English in preschool, basically. Is that what you did?
You know, I'm bilingual. I spoke English very well, but I have an accent on top of my Rhode Island accent. So, yeah, it was a little difficult with certain, because where I grew up was kind of a yuppie kind of area. Mm-hmm. So they didn't really understand what Portuguese was all about. I'm talking about, like, doctors and, like, not NASA people, and there's me, old school Portuguese, first generation. My parents, you know, barely spoke English, and so, you know, it was interesting, and it was like the ugly duckling, and now it's like a swan, you know? That's the best way I can describe it.
I know, me and my sister, too. We were very quiet, very reserved, you know. Now it's like, whoa, what happened? But, hey, I love where I'm from. I'm proud of it. I'm sure you're proud, too, to be bilingual. It's great, you know, because when you're young, you don't really appreciate it as much as you would as an adult.
Oh, yeah. I thank my mom and my dad all the time because I say, you know, when I was young, I used to, like, kind of frown upon it because people used to just frown upon me. And then now I look back and people are like, oh, my God, I wish I could speak another language. Like, you know, you just kind
so
of,
cool.
like, grow. Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's like you don't appreciate things and then you realize really what's important. And to be in that kind of life stream, you know, thinking that you're nothing. And in reality, that's what makes the world go round is other people's, life and what they do and where they grow up and how they're raised and you share that with people
cultures.
And that's what makes you know people wonderful and it's sharing and the experience. So I learned you know late in the game that I should have respected it a long time ago, but now I am. I'm making up for it.
Yeah, that's good. At least you realize that's all that matters.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure, like, people, it's so funny because people used to say to my mom, you know, oh, you came off the boat. And my mom's like, no, Michelle, I don't understand why these people say this. I came off the plane.
Aw, that's so cute. Like, that sounds like my mom.
Wait till you meet Mama Costa. She's going to be in New Hampshire, JoJo.
Oh, really?
She's such a
doll.
Oh,
Mama Costa.
Wait, you're not going to even know who I am. You're going to be like, hey, how's Mama Costa?
Yeah.
Mama Costa's
awesome.
Super popular.
She's going to party with us?
Party? Hell yeah, party. I gotta tame her. I'm like, come on, Mama, because we got to go.
That's so cute.
Get
come
off
on,
the bar.
She's a
doll. She likes her wine. Yeah, she likes the wine. And JoJo, Cherry, that's
the way,
on the
I
line
love,
right now.
Wait,
well, I'm sorry.
I love Portuguese wine. I like it more than Italian wine.
All right, we'll have to bring some. We usually do anyway. But Cherry, you're coming to New Hampshire, correct?
I am coming. I just bought my flight tickets. I am coming. I can't wait. I was going back and forth on whether I was going to make it this year, and I just couldn't help myself. I had to do it. I had to buy my flight tickets. I'm going to be there. So I'm so excited. I'm going to meet JoJo. I'm going to be there again to see my Michelle and Mama Costa and everyone that's going to be at Toys for Tots. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
No, definitely. I'm excited, too. It's going to be good.
It is. Paul, we're going to have to Skype your ass.
I do have a couple of questions from the chat room.
Wait, what?
Jess BB Love, who is also going to be at Toys for Tots,
ooh,
wants to know
baby
if
love.
If JoJo is planning on watching Big Brother Canada.
I would watch it, yeah. You have to watch it online, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're still waiting to find out how they're going to put that out, if we're going to have any availability in the U.S. to see any of the shows here. I don't know how that's going to be done. I think that's the only way we're going to be able to see it here in the U.S., but we don't know yet. So,
I usually watch everything online anyways. Nowadays, you can find anything on the internet.
Yeah, right.
It'll probably be on YouTube. Maybe Quirky Dude will post it.
Don't you love him? Isn't he adorable?
Yeah, he's so sweet.
I wanted to ask you too, JoJo.
I got to watch Big Brother episodes, you know, before going on the show.
I
wasn't going to go and get, like, all the DVDs, you know.
Why not? You got to be, like, you know, scoping it out, girl.
Well, not every season had a DVD. I got season 3 on DVD.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of DVD action. It's more online nowadays.
Yeah.
JoJo, I had a friend of mine who gave me, for Christmas 2 years ago, what a Christmas gift, seasons 1 through 12, all on DVD. The entire season.
Talk about crack.
I mean.
Yeah, right? I want that.
Oh, my God.
I want season 1 through 12.
That was an amazing Christmas gift. And
it is addictive. It is. It really is. Like, I felt like I was just, like, always watching the show before I got on it. Like, any free time I had, I was, like, such a loser. Any free time I had, I would watch the show, and I would become obsessed. Especially the fact that you have a chance of probably being in that house. So then you get even more excited to watch it, you know?
Oh, my God. It must have been, like, an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, no, and then I was like, oh, my God, if I don't make it, I'm going to be so upset, because you get yourself all amped up and you get, you know, and you work so hard, Michelle, you know. It's such a hard, you know, auditioning process. What they put you through is like 3 months of sacrificing, for me at least, and just preparation and stress, you know, because I'm like a perfectionist. And I would have been, you know, disappointed, like, if I went all the way to finals in L.A. and then didn't make it on. You know, so, like, even though I only lasted 20 days, I'm just grateful that I even got the opportunity. How many people can say that they did that?
Yeah, well, you know, I was a JoJo fan. I was like, oh, God, darn it. My people are dropping like flies. I was like, what the hell is going on?
I know, but that's because you get me, Michelle. That's why. Like, my fans, like, they get me, and they're very similar to me. It's like I said, love me or hate me, you know? It's either, there's no in between. You either love us or you hate us.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, the word that we like to quote with the little, you know, the little bunny ears with our fingers, editing. And the thing is that, you know, when people get on the show that are edited bad, it's always the ones we love the most. And then the people that got edited to be sweet tooths, you know, the ones that you love, and they're like, what were we thinking, you know? They guide us through, but you know, as much as I know, there's those hardcore Big Brother fans, the ones that just watch the live feeds and all that, and my question to you is, what's your thoughts on the live feed? Because you being kind of like a newbie, the live feeders are intense. What was your experience with that?
Oh, my God. I didn't know it was going to be that crazy. Like, I knew about, you know, the live feeds, but I never watched them, so I didn't know it was going to be, you know, like that. And I didn't think my mom was going to be watching them all the time. Like, my mom always had it on in the background, you know, so I was like, ooh, maybe I should have, like, watched what I said. But my mom knows me, actually. She wasn't that shocked with some of the things that I said. But, yeah, I don't know if maybe now that I get, you know, live feeds for free, hey, for the rest of my life, right?
That's how it works.
Yeah, I'm sure if next season, if I'm getting really, really into it, which I'm sure I will be really into it, and whenever I have some free time, I'll definitely pop up on the feeds and start watching it, because that's really where you get the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Because a lot of people, they watch just the CBS edited version of the show. And a lot of stuff didn't go down like that, you know, like we said, it's called editing. So if you want to find out the truth, that's the only way, is to watch Showtime After Dark and the live feeds. So I love the fans that watch the live feeds, because they know the real JoJo, they know the truth, you know, and how things really happen, because I didn't get the best edit. At least I don't think I did, because there'd be conversations that we would have, like that conversation that I had with Brittany when they edited it to make me say, yeah, I know, and which I did say that, but I'm like, wow, there was so much more to that conversation than just me saying, yeah, I know, there was so much to it, but you know what, it was funny for TV, I guess, for them to edit it and to make it seem like, you know, like I'm not, I guess like I'm not that smart, or try to make it seem like, you know, I'm stubborn or whatever, which I can be, but there was a lot more to that conversation than just that.
There always is more to the conversation than that, and
yeah.
I totally agree with you. Yeah, unfortunately, we've talked so many times about this, and I, speaking from experience, yes, I said that. Yes, JoJo said that, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't in that way. It wasn't that day, and it, half the conversation is missing. Did I get it right? JoJo.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
That's
like,
so right.
Thing with me, Shane, and Ian in the Have Not room when the lights were off and me and Shane were flirting. I never said I was going to get on top of Shane, like things like that. Like Ian, you know, and then people play telephone. They play telephone. They hear one thing in the house and then they go and they say another thing and they add more to it. But that whole thing was supposed to be a prank on Ian. Me and Shane were pulling a prank on Ian. Like, we weren't seriously talking about, you know, making out and getting on top of each other. It was just a prank, but they edited it to make it seem like that's really what we wanted to do.
Well,
I mean, even though I probably
superior at editing.
Because I'm bored, but because I just like to make out, whether it's, you know, a guy or a girl, to me it doesn't matter, you know, and when you're in that house, like, there really wasn't, you know, that many, like, good-looking guys this season. I feel like the girls were a lot better looking than the guys. So, you know, you flirt with what you got. You take what, you know, you flirt with what you got, and I didn't have that many options. But I didn't have, like, no feelings for anybody. Because that's something that a lot of people ask me about. They're like, oh, did you know, were you and Shane, like, did you guys really like each other, you know, in the beginning? And it's like, no, it was just friendship and teammates, and that's it.
Hey, JoJo, everybody that goes into that house misses things. What was the thing that you missed the most? Some people, they do a lot of reading and they can't read. Some sing a lot and they can't sing. Was there anything, or what are your top things that you missed?
Good question.
Yeah. You know what? I'll be honest. I was looking forward to having a break from my cell phone. And from just, you know, social media and everything like that, and from certain people. So I enjoyed it. You know, granted, I would get bored at times. Like, I definitely, yeah, I did miss reading, because when you're in that house, the only thing you can read is the Bible. So there'd be a lot of times when I would just, you know, I felt like I just needed a book, to read a book about inspiration and hope, even though the Bible has that. But, you know, sometimes it's nice to read something else. I mean,
people, Big Brother house guests start reading cereal boxes. I mean, my God.
Oh, my God, yeah. I would read the page, the sloth page, like, the, you know, that it says, like, the ingredients and the nutritional facts about sloth and what you could, you know, what condiments you're allowed to use and which ones you're not allowed to use. Yeah. You know, you get bored. Like, so that's why I would just, like, pull pranks sometimes and, you know, put makeup on people.
Yeah, I mean,
and
you just
a lot of
get
tanning.
To the point where you're bored out of your flipping mind.
Oh, yeah.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what, that's entertaining. Now, the thing with it, what was your thoughts on Slapola? Forget about it. Slapola, yeah, Slappy, Slapo.
Michelle, it was so delicious. Let me tell you, it was scrumptiousness in my mouth. So, you know what? It really wasn't that bad. And I had a feeling, I'm like, all right, it looks like oatmeal. So that's pretty much all it is. It's just bland oatmeal, like so bland.
Fortified oatmeal, as we like to call it.
What is it?
They call it fortified oatmeal.
Yeah,
that means
exactly.
That, I guess, it has, like, vitamins and
make sure
shit.
You get your nutritional your nutritional vitamins, you know, because you have to have vitamins and, you know, nutrients, because then people would be so weak.
Yeah.
You know,
which
your body
they ended up being weak anyway.
So much. Yeah. I mean, I didn't feel that way really, because, like, even when I was on Fluff, I was always eating, like, I would eat so many pickles because they're a condiment. So you're allowed to have pickles and you're allowed to use condiments. So, you know, I would jazz up the slop and throw some maple syrup and cinnamon sugar in there. And then we had a chef. We had Joe in the house. So He would make slop burgers. He would make slop bowls, which those slop bowls, let me tell you, they were delicious with some BBQ sauce on them. You know, so,
well,
no, for real, they
think.
Really would, because he used the pork rinds, you know, the America's Treat. They gave us
yep.
pork rinds and,
ooh,
so
I love his weapons
rinds.
At one time, weren't they?
They were weapons, but they're good weapons.
Oh, yeah, they were, I know, for somebody.
Well, that's a good segue.
What?
That's a good segue, because let's talk about that situation, JoJo.
That's so funny. I was just talking about it with my friend. My girl, one of my best friends, is here from Denver, so she came out for Thanksgiving. So she was with my sister, to, you know, she was getting her hair done, whatever, and it's the first time that I've seen her since the show. So she was looking at my, like, autographed cast photo, and on my, the cast photo, you know, everybody signed it, except for Willie, obviously, because he's no longer considered really part of the show, I guess. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Right? Is that, like, he wasn't
yeah,
a fan,
yeah.
obviously.
I guess. Yeah.
And over the cast photo, every picture that I signed over Willie's face. I signed my name. I covered his face because I was like, there was not much room for me to sign, and it was a black Sharpie, and the background was black. So I'm like, where am I going to sign? I'm like, because you're not going to see my signature. So I was like, all right, I'll just autograph right over Willie's face. So every single picture that I autographed over his face. So
that's
hey,
not on purpose, though.
Know
right? That's not on purpose.
He cost me the game, so I'm, like, whatever, it is what it is, like, I'm cool with everybody, you know, even, like, the all the people that talk shit about me, I'm over it, you know what I mean, but the whole Willie thing, it's, like, weird, it's, like, a love-hate thing, I wouldn't say love, it's, like, a like-hate relationship with him, like, you know, he was on my team. I was close with him. We did share this experience together. But at the same time, I'm still bitter about it. Like, I'm pissed because I still think about it almost every day. I'm like, wow, I really wish I could go back into that house. And, like, I really feel like I didn't even get a chance to show what I can really do.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that, I mean, it's the way that you guys played the game in the beginning. I mean, for me personally, I don't like teams. I don't like the whole idea of it. Because
mm-hmm.
when you go to the house and you take away 3 months of your life beforehand and then 3 months of your life after and during or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you have somebody's, your life, existence, your power line in somebody else's hands, without
yeah.
your authority, you know, and then you have to kind of fight back to get into the grasp of things, and you're already in too deep without even realizing you are. I think you already
mm-hmm.
have a declining factor in how you're going to do on the show. It's frustrating, you know?
Yeah. No, definitely.
So,
I mean, it can work out to your benefit, and sometimes it doesn't. That's the thing with Big Brother. You, like, you really never know how things are going to really play out. Everything, every decision you make, there's pros and there's cons. You know, there's so many decisions to make. But like you said, yeah, it's like your Big Brother life is on the line. The first, you know, the first week, I thought we had it made. I thought I had it made, actually, because I was like, all right, I didn't want the first HOH. Brittany didn't choose the HOH. Once I got across and we won, me and Shane, right away, I said, I don't want the first HOH. Shane said he didn't want it. Willie was excited. He wanted that HOH because he thought he was going to be a target because he was Russell Hance's brother. But I think he just wanted that power trip. Like, Willie's one of those guys, like, you can tell that once he gets that power, he goes on a power trip. And he definitely played way too hard, way too fast. But I thought I had it made. I was like, all right, so I'm on this team with these two guys. Either way, I'm not going to listen to what Brittany tells me to do. I'm like, maybe I'll listen to her, maybe I won't, but I want to play the way I want to play. But I thought, all right, these two guys, they'll protect me, and they can help carry me through the game. I'll keep them safe. They'll keep me safe. But no matter what, the target's on their backs before it's on mine, because Willie and Shane were bigger targets than me, obviously. You know, the way they, you know, the way they competed, they scared people in the house. People were scared of them, you know, competition-wise.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think you should have never gone
because that was the week that Willie had gone, and then that next week they kept Frank, and I was like, what the hell is going on? Like,
right?
I don't think they should
have
had an eviction that week. That was my personal opinion, but what do I know? I'm just a viewer and a big, huge Big Brother fan. Like all of us, but we all thought there's no way anybody's going to go home, and then the next week nobody goes home and somebody should have gone home, and then the coaches come back, and what a bunch of crap.
Yeah, oh, it was such bullshit. When I saw that happened, how Frank and Joe got a free pass that week, I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, why couldn't that have happened when I was on the chopping block, you know? And
that
then when
the
Willie went home,
ever.
I thought there wasn't going to be any nominations that week. Because I'm like, okay, we already lost somebody this week, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought, we'll just start all over. And literally 20 minutes after Willie got, got kicked off, the TV screen popped up, nominations today. And I had tears in my eyes because I knew it. I knew me and Shane were going to be nominated. You know, it just sucks because Willie should have went home that week. If he could have just, you know, maintained himself and controlled himself, he would have went home that week, either him, unless he won the veto. But that was really what was supposed to happen. Shane and Willie were supposed to get nominated. Willie or Shane won the veto. Either way, the other one would have went. I probably would have just been the replacement nominee. I would have been a pawn, and that's it. But the main targets that week were Shane and Willie. Everybody wanted them out. I wasn't even a target. It just so happened that Willie got himself evicted. Shane won the veto, so who was the next obvious choice? I was the next one left. So it just sucked. It was just such bad luck in so many ways. And then I'm nominated, and then Danielle and Dan were the replacement nominees, and most of the coaches knew that the coaches were going to come into the game. So a lot of the coaches, that's what Janelle told me afterwards, you know, after she got evicted and we were both home and we talked. Janelle said the reason that she wanted to keep Dan was because she wanted to work with him once the coaches became players.
Ooh,
so there's a lot of things that went on that, you know, some people don't know about.
Now, what are your thoughts about the fact that the coaches come back? Like, did you guys already know? Like, I mean, we all knew, but did you guys think, oh, the coaches are going to come back, or, you know, the meeting of the minds of letting everybody know that they're going to come back?
Yeah, there was a lot of rumors about it. Honestly, I don't think it was fair at all because I know it's not a fair game, but they really got like a 4-week pass. It's kind of like last season, the way they had the golden ticket holders. This season, the coaches got a 4-week pass. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
And they got to know their players. They got to know their, you know, everything about them.
And everybody else's players, though, too.
And everybody else. Yeah, everybody else. They got to know all these people in the house. They had such an advantage. You know, like a lot of people this season, I think my whole cast was kind of screwed, you know, in many ways. A lot of us, that, you know, got screwed. And then I'm kind of glad that Dan came back and screwed them all over because I told them, I was like, you guys are going to keep Dan in this game. He is going to fuck yous all over. I'm like, good luck playing with Dan, you know, good luck. And Frank was like, oh, he wants to go down as like a Big Brother player and he wanted to make a big move. And I know it was just week two, but you could have made a big move by getting rid of two people instead of one. It just made absolutely no sense. And that's why I think like production was behind a lot of, you know, a lot of the reasons also why I think I went home, because they wanted to save their precious Dan because they wanted Dan to come into the game with the coaches.
Interesting, because the coaches, they got an advantage, and it was the timing of it that for me was a little weird. You know, Dan was down to one player and all that, but are you in contact with everybody from your show? Do you not talk to people? What's the status on that?
Mostly I talk more with other Big Brother house guests from other seasons than people from my season. The ones that I talk to the most, I'm closest with Ashley and Kara. Those are my girls. I love them. Like, this will be, you know, we'll carry this friendship on, you know, way after, you know, long after Big Brother. Yes, that's so, and Will, actually, surprisingly, believe it or not, like, I knew me and Will wouldn't get along too good in the house, but I really, like, we really enjoy getting to know each other outside of the house. So he's awesome.
So funny.
I would say, yeah, those three, I'm
he's
definitely
hilarious.
Close. Yeah, oh, I love him, yeah. So I'm definitely closest with them three. And then, like I said, you know, other people from other seasons, because, you know, just because you're on a cast with these people doesn't mean that, you know, you guys are all going to be best friends and, you know, blah,
it's
blah,
family.
Blah.
Family. Like, you get along with
yeah,
some, and you
like
get along
your big
you, some of you
family,
don't.
Yeah, but everybody goes back to their lives. You know what I mean? Like, everyone has their best friends at home and everything like that. If you can get, you know, a really good friendship out of it, then you're really lucky.
What
yeah,
are your
but,
thoughts on Will's different segments that he's had, his trilogies, which I'll be honest, are amazing. I mean, he did, he actually bought the dress that you wore. I remember you guys talking about
it. On finale night. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know,
isn't it hilarious?
Crazy. It's so funny. I thought that was all editing. When he told me he actually went and bought the dress, I was like, what? You know, a lot of those outfits, he'll go and he'll buy them and then he'll go return them, I guess. But I think these two are so good.
You mean gifting, you mean?
What?
He's
I mean,
re-gifting.
We all do that once in a while, right? It's
hell
like,
yeah.
Oh, it's one dress I'm going to wear for this occasion.
Of course.
Yeah.
Don't you think he
no,
should,
I love his videos. They're so
don't you think he should
funny.
Be on, like, Saturday Night Live, JoJo?
He should do Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, don't you
yeah.
think he would be great on Saturday
oh.
Night Live? I think he would be awesome. Like, he belongs on that show.
Yeah,
definitely. No, that's the way he did. He did impressions of everybody. Oh my God, he had everybody down to a T. Like he had everybody's impressions down. It was perfect.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's
I
really
totally
talented.
Agree with you.
I mean, hey, maybe he'll get something out of this. You never know. Maybe the Will Show will be actually become an actual TV show. You never know.
That would be so great. I would love.
I think
to
he deserves
so
it.
Far.
I know. He was so funny with Jody. He's like, I'm going back in this house, y'all. And he goes in and then with me with the cigarette and just, you know, like lifting up my dress. It was he's great. He's so funny.
We have some chat room questions for you, JoJo.
Yeah, love that, Cherry.
One of the questions, Mappy wanted to know, do you feel lucky that Flirting with Shane never went any further? She said, she's sort of being a brat. She put in parentheses. She says, do you regret the one that got away? And she did put in parentheses that she's being a brat and asking this question, sort of laughing out loud and tongue-in-cheek asking this question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shane's the one that got away?
Yeah, she said, do you feel lucky that flirting with Shane never went any further?
I mean, I wouldn't really say lucky. Now that I see really how he is, like, I don't, like, outside the house, like, I don't know. I'm kind of, like, I really haven't spoken to Shane. It's crazy because I thought I was going to be, like, you know, really good friends with him. But, like I said, it was never like that. It was just strictly, you know, friendship and teammates, you know, we were teammates and you're bored and, you know, he was good eye candy in the house, but outside of the house, you know, Shane's really not my type at all. Like I could see us being friends, but nothing more, definitely not. And now that I see how he's been lying, I heard that he's been lying a lot in interviews and that so I don't know. I mean, these are all, they could be rumors, like don't believe everything you read online. But I also heard that him and Danielle were taking money to go take a vacation to Maui. They're taking money from fans. And it's like, you know, a lot of people from my season are doing charity events and people from other seasons are doing charity events. And I haven't seen them do any charity events. I haven't seen them do anything good or use like, I guess, their little bit of Big Brother fame to do something good with it. I haven't seen them do anything good with it, you know, besides like, just take money from fans. And now that I see, like, his true colors, like, maybe him and Danielle really are good together because he's a liar just like her and just, like, not a good person. I mean, from what I've seen, because I've tried contacting him, and he didn't even write me back. You know, I don't know if that's Danielle, you know, holding, like, a knife to his neck, telling him probably, like, if you talk to JoJo, I'll chop your balls off or something like that, you know. Or like, Jane, if y'all talk to JoJo, I'm going to chop your balls off, okay? Like, whatever her fucking, I can't even do an accent. I can't even do the accent.
Listen, don't even try the East Coast.
Or she's probably like, Shane, you can't talk to her because it'll ruin our chances of getting on the Amazing Race, and we need to get on the Amazing Race, y'all.
So, well, our next question, JoJo, is what recipe did you submit to Joe's Big Brother cookbook?
Okay, I think you guys could figure it out. It was like the one thing that I cooked because like I like to cook, but I didn't really
Italian meatballs.
My sauce, my Italian sauce.
Sauce.
My sauce, yeah. Not gravy. It's called sauce. So, yeah, I gave my traditional, old school, you know, Italian recipe.
And we have someone in our chat room. He's one of our regulars. His name is Mr. No Pants. He may be at Toys for Tots. And he said you would have made it far if Willie hadn't screwed it up. So, there are people out there that think you would have made it further had the Willie escapades not happened. I think that is the opinion of many.
Thank you. Yeah, so, a lot of people said that to me. A lot of people, they're like, oh, you got robbed. No, Willie fucked your game up. A lot of people said that. And then you have the people, you know, everybody has an opinion. There's people that say that Jody's the best Big Brother player ever, you know, and she only did one competition. So, you know what I mean? Everybody has a different opinion, everybody. But, yeah, I don't think I would have made it that much further. I knew going into it I wasn't going to win unless I got extremely, extremely lucky. And the Big Brother game is a lot of luck. Do you agree, Michelle? So
yes.
You think, like, a lot of it has to do with luck. Social game sucks, but I think I would have kicked ass in competitions because, whatever, the competitions that I did do, you know, I didn't suck at them. The first one we won, and then the other two, like, I did okay. You know what I mean? Granted that I was competing in the veto with, you know, four, you know, a genius and then three muscle guys, you know?
Yeah,
I think I would have done really good in competitions if I would have stayed, and I wanted to compete more. Like, oh, my God, I wanted to do so many of those competitions, and it just sucks that I didn't get to. But that's what I would have. I would have been depending on my competitions, probably, not my social game.
Well, you know, it's kind of one of those things. It is what it is. You kind of really don't have a choice in the matter. All you got to do is kind of go with the flow, and the flow, unfortunately, wasn't in your court like it wasn't in mine, you know? It was just not America's thing. It wasn't what they expected America to be behind. And, you know, it is what it is. But at least, you know, you get things like doing this show and people that watch the live feeds, the aftermath, the people that are going out there doing the charity events, going out there doing the fan events, doing all that stuff. And that would be my next question is, you know, I got to meet you doing an event, you know, so it was great to do that. You've been doing a lot of events probably since you got out. What's that been like? Isn't that a different world in itself? It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. That's the fun part. Because, you know, when I got home, it was crazy. It was like nonstop, event after event after event. And then, you know, I'm lucky enough to be in New York. Everything goes on in New York, you know, there's always parties, there's a lot of reality stars that are from New York and from Jersey, so I've met so many reality stars that, you know, have nothing to do with Big Brother, you know, just from going to events, you know, premiere parties, like I went to the X Factor premiere party, like I said the other night, I went to Drita from Mob Wives. She had a Hurricane Sandy relief celebrity fundraiser. So there was a lot of, like, I got to meet the Mob Wives, you know, and other people, you know, girls from Bad Girls Club and stuff like that. You make a lot of friendships. You make a lot of connections. I have I have two publicists right now. So, yeah, it's definitely, like, a new world for you, but it's so much fun, so much fun. And I'll be at Vegas next year. You know, we get to go to Vegas every year now because of this, you know, Reality Bash. Because that was where we first met, Michelle, right? We met in Vegas.
We actually did. We met up at Dan Kaminsky's penthouse. And but we didn't get to really hang out. It was just so much going on. And then then in Virginia, we got to live together. And it was funny. I woke up and I looked over and I was like, holy shit. JoJo, Ashley, Will are in my room. I was like, who's going to get evicted next? What the hell going on?
I feel like,
And then I woke up and I looked over one night and JoJo was in my bed. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And then she wakes up and she hands me my phone and she goes, you looking for this? And I go, yeah. And we had this like connection. She's like, woke up out of like her angelic state and was like, here's your phone. And then she went right back to bed. It was like she was sleepwalking without even walking.
Because I don't know what happened that night, but I got to the room pretty late.
That was the party night. It was tortilla chips or shit.
Everybody goes to bed early, like, except for me. Like, I'm a late night girl. So whatever. So I go back and like I think Will and Ashley were. Oh no, you know what happened? Cause the first night Will wasn't there. Will came the next day. So we had our own beds, I think, until he came. And then him and Ashley were in one bed. So then me and you had to sleep in one bed. So I just came back to the room at like 4 a.m. and I just hopped into bed with Michelle. I put your phone on the floor because your phone was on the bed. I put your phone on the floor, and I'm like, I know how I am with my phone. So I was like, all right, Michelle's going to wake up, and she's going to freak out and be like, where the fuck is my phone? So, I don't know. I'm weird. Like, I can hear things when I sleep sometimes. Like, I'll be asleep, but I'll hear things. And I heard you get up. So I was half asleep. All I did was I lifted up your phone and, like just showed it to you, like, here. Like, you know, you're looking for your phone because I knew you were going to be looking for it. And then I just went right back to bed.
Yeah. I was the early bird of the room. And everybody would, like, wake up and be like, what have you been doing? I was like, well, I had breakfast and I did this. And then I was like, what have you guys been doing? And they're like, sleeping. I was like, oh, damn it, I wish I could do that again. I was like, oh, man, I was the mama of the den.
Definitely. I like to party. I like to stay up late, you know. But then after day four came in, I was like, okay, I'm over this. I just want to go home now. You know, like, these events, like, they're fun and everything, but it's like you can only take so much because, you know, of, like, everybody hanging out. It's just crazy. So
they wear you out.
Right, JoJo? A lot going on. Yeah.
Huh?
There's a lot going on during these events.
Yeah,
so
a lot. So
it gets intense.
After a while, you're like, okay, I'm over this. I'm over the party. But then,
I'll
like,
see you the next event.
Yeah. Now we're recharged. Exactly. We're recharged. We're re-energized. We're ready for the next event now.
Hey, JoJo.
Yes.
Okay. So you've been to several of these reality events. I don't know what other reality shows you watch, but were there any other people from other shows that you were excited to meet and that you met?
Not really, because I don't really get that. I was more excited to meet, like, people from Big Brother. Like, I was excited to meet, like, Rachel and Brendan, you know what I mean? But I don't get, like, oh, my God, like, starstruck, you know what I mean? I don't get like that because I look at it like they're just people, you know, just like us. So, no, not really. Like, I met, like, Big Ange, you know, she's really cool. I hung out with Ronnie and a few people from, and, like, some of his friends at this one event with, it was an album release party. Yeah. I hung out with him and his friends. But like I said, like, everybody, they're just regular people, just like us. So, you know, I was just happy to meet everybody that I've met. You know, I'm just, like, happy that I met them. I met Elizabeth from Tough Love. I forgot her last name. She's a sweetheart. I'm having brain farts right now. I do that a lot. I do that all the time.
Well, I got a question about your brain fart. Do you fill it with Twinkies? Do you fill it with Twinkies? Are you upset about the whole Twinkie meltdown going on right now? Because I don't know about you, but when
I have a moment. I like to eat Twinkies. What's your thoughts on the whole Twinkie? No, you know what I'm talking about. You love the Twinkies too. Do you
like
want to protest
no,
for the
I like
Twinkies?
Twinkies? Definitely. Huh?
we before you came on, I wanted to make sure that America
I
got
like
together.
The cream filling.
See, that's what we're talking about. Are you you're a Twinkie lover? Right? What's your favorite Hostess dessert?
Oh yeah, no, definitely it's Twinkies. If I had to pick. Like Zombieland. Did you ever see Zombieland?
Yes.
You saw that movie?
Yes.
The guy was on a mission for a Twinkie. Yeah, no, actually, yeah. If I out of all the Hostess desserts, yeah, definitely Twinkies and Funny Bones. Those are really good, too. Those are my favorite. But I do like Twinkies, definitely, yeah. Fried Twinkies, too. But wait, they're really getting rid of them?
Yep.
Yes.
They're gone, that's it?
That's it.
We can start a petition right now and get the Twinkies back. Are you willing to join our riot for Twinkies?
Save
you know
the Twinkies.
Is that true that they don't expire?
Hostess is filed for bankruptcy. They're going out of business.
I guess everyone had enough.
Twinkies? How do you have another Twinkie?
No, not Twinkies. They should just keep the Twinkies. They should just forget about everything else and keep the Twinkies.
So out with the devil dog, in with the Twinkies.
They
don't expire.
No, yeah. I don't know. Did somebody say that to me just to fuck with me? But for real.
I don't know. I think
so. Expire because of all the chemicals and crap that they put inside Twinkies.
I don't know, but I love the chemicals and whatever they put in Twinkies.
Somebody Google that for me and let me know. Tweet me. Do Twinkies expire? Tweet me at JoJoDoll1.
Yes, we're going to do that. JoJoDoll1, and we're going to – somebody look that up because we need to know the answer to this. We're not going to be able to sleep tonight. I'm going to be thinking and dreaming about Twinkies, counting Twinkies. I want my Twinkies.
Drooling about them. Mm.
Yeah. 420 in them. You know 420. Twinkies.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now, JoJo, question, all right? What has been your craziest fan experience? Because, boy, we know BB fans are beyond awesomeness. But they can get a little crazy. Can you tell us your awesomeness or craziest?
I had to change my number because the craziest thing that happened was I had this fan on eBay, right, trying to buy my Big Brother bag. And they bid almost $1,000, right? So then it was time for them to pay, and they weren't paying me. So I'm like, what the fuck? What is going on, right? So I banned them on my eBay. I blocked them because I don't do business with people like that. Like, you know what I mean? I don't have time to waste. Time is money. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not going to pay up, like, okay, on to the next one. You know what I mean? Because there's a fan out there that really wants this bag, and they're going to pay the right amount of money. Like, why would you bid on something and then not pay it? So I just went to the seller after them and, you know, and tried selling it to them. But basically, they got so mad. They got mad at me because I blocked them on eBay, and then they started calling my cell phone like crazy.
Ugh.
They called my mom's house.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
crazy.
They just kept calling over and over and over, and they wouldn't stop. Like they got psycho, and then they would write me on Facebook or something. I forget where they wrote me, but they're like, I'm so sorry, I love you, please don't block me, please let's try this again. Like, no, dude, like, you fucking, you know, I waited. I gave him like 2 weeks. I was like, listen, I'll wait like 2 weeks, you know what I mean? And then he was just playing, I forget, was it a boy or girl? No, it was a girl. I'm like, she was just playing games with me. So I was like, I don't have time for this, you know?
I have the answer to your question, JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
regarding
question
Twinkies.
About the expiration of Twinkies?
I do. I've already gone to Snopes.
Yes.
And Snopes is the website that answers all the folklore questions, and they get down to the bottom of it, and they answer whether it's actually true or false, and they give you the actual answer. And the answer is that Twinkies
drum roll.
Do, do have a shelf life of 25 days, not 7 years, and certainly not 50 years.
not forever. They're not forever.
It says
Jerry,
even so, 25 days is an unusually long time for a baked product to stay fresh. The secret to Twinkie's longevity is the lack of dairy ingredients because dairy products are not part of the formula. Twinkies spoil much more slowly than other bakery items.
Okay.
Jerry, I was so expecting when you said the number 25 that there would be years after it.
So
hey,
there
I
you
have
have
a
it.
That's it. Yeah, so that's the difference. Okay, so whoever told me probably had their information
Ooh.
Wrong because it was a very, very good friend of mine, and I know that they wouldn't, like, just say it to fuck with me because they were dead serious about it. They were so serious. Like, no, these don't expire. I'm like, really? Because when I heard it, I was like, huh? I'm like, I mean, you know.
It does have on here that there is folklore that they do not expire, that there's, you know, been rumors that they have –
okay.
Anywhere between 50 and 100 year shelf life, and so
wow.
you know they,
that's a
that
big,
person,
a big gap.
That person does, you know, have the opportunity to hear that being passed around by many, many people. That's out there for, you know, lots of people to pass on. That's on the Snopes
site. I just
site,
feel like,
and
I
it
just
doesn't
feel like
land
Twinkies
there unless
don't stay in the. Yeah, but Twinkies don't stay on the shelf that long to even us to know if they expire because we eat them up too quick.
Exactly,
there you go.
Michelle. Who
we got too many munchies
laying around that long.
Who does?
I know, right? Imagine if they didn't expire, though. It's like, okay, like, get ready for the hurricane, guys, or, like, stock up. Canned food
stock
and
up
Twinkies.
On Twinkies.
Make sure you have the Twinkies.
I have a question, JoJo.
Yeah.
There's been people that have said, reality people, Big Brother people, whatever, that live in large cities don't get recognized as much as those that might live in smaller communities.
Yeah.
Has
That's
been,
not true.
So true.
Let me,
so
you think so?
Yeah, because this
finish.
Is how it is, especially on Staten Island. Like, I've got, when I do get recognized on Staten Island, it's mostly kids, a lot of kids, actually. Yeah, and they're so adorable. But when you're from Staten Island, like, and you're on a reality show, like, so many people from Staten Island have been on reality shows. So it's not even, like, a big thing anymore out here. It's like, oh, okay, you've been on a reality show? Okay, well, so was I. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even, like, a big thing on Staten Island, really. It's really not. You know what I mean? So, and I mean, I noticed, though, a lot of people, you get stared at a lot more. Like, a lot of people sometimes will just, like, stare at me, and I'm like, what are they looking at? You know, and then I'll find later on, they'll, like, tweet me or something, or, like, I found out, like, when I was at the post office, I was online, and, like, all the employees went to the back, and they all talked about it, and then one employee came out, and he was like, wait, you were on Big Brother, right? He's like, yeah, we were all just talking about it in the back. you know,
Here's my follow-up question. Has Francesca been recognized as being you at any point?
Nobody's ever, like, really gone up to her. At least I don't think so. But a lot of her clients, she said, will, like, bring it up. And she's so funny, my sister. Like, she'll be like, Joe. She calls me Joe. She's like, Joe, I swear. She's like, I think these people came into my salon because they knew I was your sister. I could just tell, like, the way they were talking to me, you know, or, like, people will drop in. Because not everybody wants to seem like a stalker or, like, you know, or sometimes people, they really just don't want to bother you. You know, I've had people tweet me and they're like, oh, I saw you over here. I saw you over there. But I didn't want to, I was too nervous to say hi or I didn't want to bother you. And it's not like, to me, it's not a bother. You know what I mean? Like, I love meeting the fans and I tell them all the time. I'm like, yeah, come up to me. We'll take a picture together if I'm not busy. You know what I mean? So, you know, the fans are what makes the show. So I love to see fans.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we only have a few minutes left, JoJo, so I kind of want to just, first off, thank you so much. I love and adore you. You're my girl, and you're always going to be my girl. So thank you so much for taking the time out to join Manic Mondays. We love you here. We adore
thank
you.
You.
Yeah. And do you want to, before we end it, do you want to talk about anything that you're doing? I know you're doing Toys for Tots, which I'm super excited. But is there anything else that you want to talk about that you're doing outside the house, a lot of any charity events, anything that you have in the future that you can dabble on?
I'm also, I just signed up for Reality Rally in April. Are you doing that? You're going to be there,
Michelle?
Of course. Yes. All right, awesome. And I just want to say thank you, by the way. Thank you for having me. And you know you're my girl, and I love you too, always and forever. I just want to let people know about my website, jojodoll.com. Definitely tweet me, at jojodoll, the number one. I'm back to doing my promotional modeling, but I'm doing it, like, in a way where I get to meet fans and do my job at the same time, which is, it's so great to, you know, kill two birds with one stone. Because a lot of fans ask me about meet and greets. They're like, oh, you know, where can I meet you? And I have done a few meet and greets out here, you know, in the city, in New York. But it's like everything happens all at once and then it slows down. Anything you guys want to know, just go to jojodoll.com. Anytime I'm doing my promotional modeling events, I'm also going to take the time where my company told me that I can also have fans come out and meet me. So it's like I'm going to be doing my promotional modeling and I get a chance to meet, you know, the amazing Big Brother fans at the same time. So like I said, there's definitely going to be more events and more stuff coming up. I'm not planning on stopping. Even before Big Brother, I was doing, you know, petite modeling and a little bit of acting. You know, I love the entertainment industry. So anything anybody wants to know, jojodoll.com, that's where it's at. Any information about me, where I'll be, what I'm doing.
And you gotta have your coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I love coffee.
Your cup of Joe, your daily dose of JoJo.
There you go.
People don't know what I'm kind of trying to lead into is you can buy a shirt with that on it on your website, right?
Yeah, that's something my brother did, actually. He's a graphic designer. So, yeah, I told him I wanted to make T-shirts, and he came up with those T-shirt designs. And then he also came out with a coffee mug, which a lot of people like that. So that's pretty cool. But there's definitely a few things that I want to change and make some of my own, like, T-shirt designs with some of my, like, you know, some of, like, quotes and things that I said on the show. And then my brother gave me the idea. He's like, you should come out with your own coffee brand. I'm like, yeah, we'll see about that. Maybe down the line, you know what I mean? We'll see how
a little bit of Staten Island, that's what I call it.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Yeah, I call it a little bit of Staten Island, that's right.
Are you a hula hoop champion?
Yeah, thanks. That's what I was trying to say.
JoJo?
Wait, I'm sorry, say that. Yeah.
Are you a hula hoop champion?
Oh, no, my sister is the hula hoop champion. I did it on the merch show for the merch challenge, and I can keep going, you know, but my sister, she can do tricks. I can't do tricks, but she's insane, if you guys want. I think she's got a YouTube channel, yeah. Just Google her, right? If you guys are interested, Francesca Spadafora or Stylist Francesca. If you want to see her hula hoop videos, she is insane. I told her, I'm like, you need to go to, like, the circus or something.
Wow, we're going to have to check that out, too.
Rich.
And what is that,
no,
YouTube?
For real. Check it out.
What's the YouTube channel?
Can you say it again?
Oh, I'm not sure what her YouTube, like, channel is called, but
We'll find it.
Yeah, Francesca Spadafora, and if
okay.
You Google her, all of her, like, her Facebook will come up. Hold on, let me ask her. What's your YouTube channel? Francesca Spadafora. Okay. Yeah, Francesca Spadafora on YouTube. And you can see all her crazy hula hoop videos. She's got the LED lit up hula hoop, which I borrowed
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Somebody in our chat room,
real.
Actually,
like,
Mr. No Pants put that in there.
Huh?
Mr. No Pants put it in our chat room. That one of you were a hula hoop champion, and I just wanted to find out if that was the case and what we could find out about that.
Someone said I'm a hula hoop champion?
In our chat room, yes.
Oh, okay. They probably watched the merch challenge. That's why.
Right, right.
Yeah, I could see you being a hula hoop champion. Yeah.
I mean, I could keep going. Like, I could keep it on my, you know, on my waist. I'll hula hoop all night. But when it comes to, like, you know, doing tricks, no. I'll go all night, Michelle.
That's right. Well, listen, JoJo, can you just do one thing before you go? Can you just say, hey, this is JoJo from Big Brother 14, and I had a blast on Manic Mondays.
On Manic, okay. Hey, guys, what's up? It's JoJo from Big Brother 14, and I had such a blast on Manic Mondays with my peeps. Rad Reality, baby. I love you guys.
Thank you so much, JoJo. And
thank you.
I don't know if Cherry and Paul want to say anything to you, but I love you and adore you. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope only the best for you and your family during these crazy times that you guys are dealing with. And, you know, always remember that during Thanksgiving, remember to thank everything that you're given, and I know you will. And and say hi to your sister for me. I didn't know she was there. Woo, what's up, girl?
Yeah, I will. She's in the other room with my girlfriend. But I'll definitely tell her you said hi, and that's, so many things to be grateful for this Thanksgiving. It's been such a great year. And, like, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. I love you guys. Michelle, I love you so much, and I can't wait to see you 2 more weeks, and we will be reunited again.
Thank God.
Go ahead, Paul.
I just wanted to add our thanks for you coming on the show. The people in the chat room that were chatting were totally enjoying it and loving your honesty, and it was so much fun. So you have a happy Thanksgiving, you and your family as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you to everybody who listened and for all your questions and everything. I love you guys. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you, JoJo. I can't wait to meet you. Happy Thanksgiving. You have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. And I'll see you at Toys for Tots in just a few weeks.
Yes, same here. I can't wait to meet you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much. You guys are so sweet, for real. Thank you.
Thank you, hon. Take care. Good night.
God bless. All right. Bye,
God
guys.
God bless, hon. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Love my girl. Love my
Michelle,
girl.
I don't want to let this opportunity go by to say you got a family's birthday coming up too, right?
I do. You guys, Mama Casa is going to be having a birthday the Thursday before we go to New Hampshire. So everybody that's going to New Hampshire, let's plan on doing something surprising her, and she hates surprises, and she would fucking just die. But we're going to have to do something. So I'm going to have to figure out how to get a cake up there and everything like that. So I know I got my people, Cherry, and Panther and everybody else that's going to be up there. Let's make sure that we do something for her.
She's
going to be so embarrassed.
Let's do.
I hope.
And we're going to make sure that, Paul, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I hope she's not listening and her surprise got spoiled.
No. She's not. She's sleeping in bed. But what I wanted to say is we're going to probably do our next Monday night is going to be Ashley from Big Brother 14, which I'm super excited about. And then the following Monday, we're going to be doing a recap of Toys for Tots. So we're going to be having a lot of the peeps that are going to be attending Toys for Tots. They're going to be on it. They don't know it yet, but that's what's going to happen, and I'm going to make it happen. So once again, thank you guys so much for joining us. Thanks again for JoJo. I mean, can you get any realer than that? We love it. We love it. And so thanks, Paul, again, for your clips. You're the clip master. You're great. And Cherry, thank you again for everything you do. Just getting all the little details taken care of. You rock. That's a personal
thing.
Thank
you, Michelle. Love you, girl.
And love you,
babe. We couldn't do it without you.
Oh, thanks. And I love my chat room. I love you. I love you. The bees is, I just want to grab your cheeks and just squeeze them and hope Twinkies come out. And then I eat them. I eat them up.
From the beginning to the end, the theme was Twinkies.
Twinkies. And you know what? Next week will probably be, we had the Jetsons the week before. This week with Twinkies. What the frig is going to be next week? All I'm thinking about is gobble, gobble, and stuff me right. So take that to what it's worth. Think about what you're stuffing and stuff it good.
There you go.
Take it how you want, and Cherry, you have a sick mind. All right?
I didn't
and
say
Paul,
it. You did, Michelle.
And Paul, you're even sicker because you're silent as a bugaboo in a bugaboo creek. So, as my analogies, we will end the night with the fabulous clips and the final thoughts.
Well, I just want to say that we found out today that Alex is out of the hospital, so I want to thank everyone that prayed for little Alex again. I'm very happy that he's home. I want to wish everyone a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. Thank you all so much for being here with us. Thank you, Paul, for a wonderful clip of Ron. And we're going to play another one to close the show. But I do wish everyone a very safe and very happy Thanksgiving. You all supporting us is keeping us here on the airwaves, keeping us alive. And we are so thankful for you for being here with us today and always. And I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. And he talks about Thanksgiving. This is from a few years ago. Take care, everyone. God bless. Enjoy your families on this Thanksgiving and always. Be kind to each other.
Thank you, everyone, that did call in tonight. It's good to be able to have friends and have people call in. And to close off the show tonight, I do want to play a song. And it's what Thanksgiving probably means for me. And anybody that knows me knows that, you know, what my faith in the Lord is and everything. So I wanted to play this to close off the show. And if you don't believe, if you do believe, this is how I feel. I just thank him. Says, I give thanks to the Lord. He's been so good to me. But a happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And I love y'all. And I thank you every day for being here for me. And so I thank you guys. And Ben, thank you. Paul, thank you. Jerry, thank you. Michelle, everyone, thank you. And Jesus, thank you.
Thank you all again for being here with us. Good night, everyone. God bless.
Thank you. God bless. Mwah.